Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on hope, Babu Raja'i. Today's hadith, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تلا قول الله عز وجل في إبراهيم عليه السلام رب إنهن أضلل كثير من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني الآية وقول عيسى عليه السلام إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم فرفع يديه وقال اللهم أمتي أمتي وبكى فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد وربك أعلم فسله ما يبكيه فأتاه جبريل فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بها قال هو أعلم قال الله تعالى يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد فقل إنا سنرضيك في أمتك ولا نسوءك رواه مسلم. حضرت عبداللہ بن عمرو بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited the words of Allah Ta'ala regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the words of dua that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam made for his ummat. So the words of dua that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam made for his ummat, رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Oh my Allah, they have misguided, referring to the idols and the deities that they have taken other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have misguided many people. So whoever followed me, he is of me. And whoever disobeyed me, you are most forgiving, most merciful. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, that these idols, etc., they have misguided many people. Whoever follows me, he is of me. And then he turns to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, that Allah Ta'ala, hoping that Allah Ta'ala forgives his people, his ummat. He says, Allah Ta'ala, you are most forgiving, you are most merciful. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read the words in the dua of Isa alayhi salam, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made for his ummat. What dua he made? إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Wallah, if you punish them, they are your servants. And if you forgive them, you alone are powerful and are wise. In other words, also imploring Allah Ta'ala to forgive his ummat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he read this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam for his ummat and Isa alayhi salam for his ummat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart went towards his ummat. His heart naturally softened that his ummat, he was worried. The previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, they made dua for their ummat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also naturally was worried about his ummat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then raised his hands in dua and he said, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. He said, Allahumma ummati ummati. What dua Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made? Allahumma ummati ummati. Before that, the hadith is saying, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam raised his hands. Many times people object, that why do you raise your hands and make dua? Don't raise your hands and make dua. Just make dua like that. There are occasions where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and made dua. Therefore, we are taught one of the adab of making dua and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raising a person's hands. It doesn't mean for every dua now you raise your hand. For example, a person is going to the toilet. Now he needs a dua for going. He doesn't raise his hands. He doesn't raise his hands when he comes out of the toilet, or he doesn't raise his hands when he's reading the dua for eating, etc. Not for these general duas. But there are times when a person is imploring Allah, supplicating to Allah ta'ala, one of the adabs and etiquette is to raise the hands and make dua. Sometimes people object, but here we see in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands, فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. He raised his hands and then he made this dua, Allahumma ummati ummati, O Allah, my ummat, my ummat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my followers, ummat. Ummatiya means my followers. And he cried, Allah ta'ala said, O Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and despite you, Allah Ta'ala knowing best, ask him why he is crying. So Allah Ta'ala knew why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is crying. But out of honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Saint Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go and ask him that why he is crying. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam informed him of his dua. Despite Allah Ta'ala knowing best, Allah Ta'ala then said, O Jibreel alayhi salam, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam and tell him that we will please you. Tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we will please you with regards to your followers and we will not displease you. In other words, that concern, that worry that you got for your ummat, we will make you happy with regards to your ummat. We will not displease you. Such a comforting words, such beautiful words. Allah Ta'ala mentioning to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that concern of your, that you worried about your ummah mustn't be put into fire of Jahannam, that we will take care and we will make you happy. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that this is one of the most comforting hadith, one of the most comforting hadith, that we are told about the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy, because we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam won't be happy until every single ummati of his is saved. So Allah Ta'ala is telling him that we will make you pleased with regards to your ummat, means that we will take care of every single ummati of yours. So in other words, this is one of the most comforting hadith from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one ayat of the Quran also which has a similar meaning, وَلَسُوفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرَضَى. That we normally read this dua, I mean this in Surah Wadduha, this ayat, وَلَسُوفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That verily your Lord, your Allah Ta'ala, will soon give you and you will be pleased. One of the explanations, Allah Ta'ala will give you and you will be pleased. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will answer your dua with regards to your ummah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The main thing is we have to be the true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah. It should never be such that because of our actions and our misgivings and our inappreciation, disappreciation for the Mubarak Sunnah and lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala excludes us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should go out of the way, our way, to bring the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. And there is so much of hope for us that we don't lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so much of hope to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah, which in turn is so much of comfort for us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.